This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Probably not.
Probably not. I will grant you that. Probably
but
not.
In studio tonight, it is Daryl.
And Chris.
And Chris, how's your Thanksgiving been?
Hectic, I would say. I think a lot of people experience that around the holidays. You know, we've got to get ready to go, and we've got to fly over here, then we've got to fly over there, and back and forth. But it's all over. I enjoyed a wonderful Thanksgiving Day.
Good. And, you know, it's interesting that you mention about being hectic because, well, I saw a news article yesterday about people saying that Thanksgiving is overly hectic and annoying and that they prefer something called Friendsgiving. And I'm trying to pull up right now an article about the Friendsgiving, specifically the one that I read last night. And are we having some audio difficulties here, Chris? Oh, hold on. Let me unmute you because you had to take a phone call. I believe it was Ian Freeman calling because I saw that he had tried calling me right as the show began.
Yeah. Evidently, the board op may have been experiencing some difficulties, and we're trying to confirm that you and I are not just actually talking to each other.
Okay.
So if anybody wants to light up the phone lines and let us know whether you hear us, that would be good.
Yeah. I know that a little bit of behind the scenes here, we've got two different connections. There's what's called the ISDN, and then there's the Comrex. I connected via the Comrex, and then I started getting a little bit of echo from the Comrex, so I muted
that.
The Comrex on our board. So if the board op in Minnesota is hearing this, know that I've muted the Comrex right now just because there was that feedback. So hopefully we are connected via the ISDN. I am seeing the Comrex appears to be connected on this end.
All signs nominal.
So, on my side, it looks like we're connected. But again, was hearing just a little bit of feedback on that Comrex. But again, Friendsgiving apparently is sort of the new replacement for Thanksgiving because a lot of people see Thanksgiving as being very annoying and hectic.
Come on.
But
these people.
People that deal with family that they don't really want to see, or a lot of people have to work.
One of my favorite statistics, and I have nothing to back this up. I haven't Googled it, but this comes to me from a friend of mine in the adult beverage industry.
Okay.
And his claim was that the night before Thanksgiving, which is known in that industry as Wild Turkey Night,
okay,
had passed, at least in a year, had passed New Year's Eve and St. Patrick's Day as the two nights when bar businesses did the most business. That it was the night before Thanksgiving, because you think about it, everybody has to go home, you know, they've got to get together with the family, and I know that some people are dreading spending the whole day with the family, so they elect to go out with their friends the night before and figure, what the heck, I can do Thanksgiving hungover as easily as I can do it.
And And I've also heard, and it's been a while since I've looked at this statistic, but I've heard that the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving's always on a Thursday,
yep.
So there's always a Wednesday immediately preceding Thanksgiving in the United States. I realize it might be different in other
right.
countries around the world, but I've heard that there are more takeout pizzas on that day.
Interesting.
Just because people are getting prepared for a big day of cooking the following day. They don't want to have to cook a meal
right.
Wednesday night while also trying to cook that turkey for 27 hours or however long you wind up cooking turkeys. I know that my paternal grandmother would always cook the turkey for an extended period of time because, well, you've got to kill off all the salmon vanilla. And, yes, I intentionally said salmon vanilla because that's what I used to think when people said salmonella.
Right.
When I was younger, it sounded like salmon vanilla. But, yeah, apparently Friendsgiving is a thing, and a lot of people on social media have taken to try using it as a way to raise funds for hungry children.
Interesting.
Story from the Miami New Times says that some people on social media started the No Kids Hungry Friendsgiving campaign where they were trying to raise money. They say each dollar donated feeds about 10 children, so $50 would feed 500 children. And then also here in New Hampshire, where we're broadcasting from,
mm-hmm.
there's a thing called Shire Sharing that happens the weekend prior
yep.
to Thanksgiving, where a state rep who was not a state rep when she moved here,
right.
obviously, she started this when she moved about 6 years ago, I think.
It's been going for quite some time, yeah.
And, yeah, she's wound up growing this thing tremendously to where I think they wound up feeding about 600 families this year.
Yeah, and there's a lot of that goes on across the country. So in my small town here in New Hampshire, they local food shelf and sort of Meals on Wheels, which is entirely volunteer run. They don't take government help. They don't do anything. It's just donations and volunteer money. Last weekend, they delivered 650 food boxes to a couple different towns, and most of these towns are in the, you know, say the 800 to 1900 people range. So that's I thought a really, really good number. And you know, even in my small town, people complain about it because they do use some public buildings and things like that.
Right, but I remember seeing something on Facebook where a mutual friend of ours was posting something. They're using space in a public building, but
right.
it's not government funded. It's like
yeah.
space that otherwise would not be used by anybody.
Correct. And my argument for this has been I would rather see a, you know, sort of a half-assed charity effort to take care of people
right.
than a semi-functional government organization or
right.
program to do it. This is the way, and a lot of fiscal conservatives, and I think that includes a lot of people in the liberty movement, you know, this is what we talk about. We say, you know, we don't need all these government programs that communities can take care of themselves, and I think Thanksgiving is one of those times when people across the country demonstrate that they don't need a handout, you know, and lots of people don't. So
right.
I like it.
So there are things to talk about other than various Thanksgiving-related stuff. We've got an update. We talked a couple of months ago, not necessarily on a Thursday. I think it was a Friday night with the other Chris, where he was talking about these Cody boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, Chris, you've brought in an update on this. And it might be an update, might just be, you know, sort of a rehash of the old story. But the date on this is from just a couple days ago, which leads me to believe it is
yeah.
some kind of an update. And, of course, we can talk Thanksgiving. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So what did you do today? I know you wound up not working, at least not at
right.
the job that I'm aware that you have.
Right, right, right. We went to some friend of ours this afternoon and had a sort of a leisurely get-together, socialize, eat way too much food. And then I skedaddled. And
yeah, I had to eat and run. Thought the food was going to be ready at 5. Wound up being ready at 6. So I wound up eating a slice of pumpkin pie and pecan pie in the studio just before the show began.
Nice. And I brought Rolaids. So I have those should we need them. Always good to plan ahead for Thanksgiving.
And, of course, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, where you can join us on this Thanksgiving night.
Happy Thanksgiving, Daryl.
Happy Thanksgiving, Chris. And it's not something that I necessarily, you know, quote-unquote, celebrate. I did get together with several other hosts of the show, you know, people that, Liberty guys and few gals in the area that don't necessarily have family in the area, got together, and Will Coley prepared two turkeys, some macaroni and cheese, some rice, some green beans, some peas and carrots, some baked beans, some other thing that I didn't eat, some stuffing, some rolls, about four different pies.
Wow.
I did not eat all of those things, but I will say that the smoked turkey that he had, best turkey I've ever had.
You said smoked?
It was moist,
yep.
Where most turkey is dry, and you could replace it with cardboard, and there wouldn't really be much difference between the two items other than, you know, color.
Right.
But this smoked turkey, oh, it was so good.
So coincidentally, I had smoked turkey, too. The friend of ours' house that we went over to, he's big into barbecue and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Not the fellow who owns the barbecue restaurant that we both frequent, but a friend of his. And he got this thing called a pit barrel cooker, which basically looks like a 55-gallon drum because that's mostly what it's made out of. But he does like everything in this thing. So I've had like chicken wings off of it and of course pork and brisket and stuff like that. This was his first time smoking the turkey and it was just juicy. The white meat was juicy. You can almost take for granted that the dark meat is going to be juicy in a turkey unless you really hose it up. But the white meat tends to dry out, and the same thing. I was just like, wow, this is really moist and really
and
good.
And with those big, giant cookers, especially if you're doing slow-cook barbecue, you need to let that stuff sit there for a long time.
Well, interestingly enough, he total cook time in this thing was 2.5 hours,
well,
which is nothing for a turkey.
Right. That's a turkey. No, I'm talking about, you know, the slow cook barbecue.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You need that to sit there for a long time. And if something's sitting on a grill for a long time, you want to make sure that, you know, things aren't getting into it. And that's where a Blink home security system would come in perfectly. You can get this delivered to your door. You download an app on your smartphone. The setup is incredibly easy, even if you have a complicated router system and aren't technically inclined, like some of the hosts on this show. You can still get it set up in about 10 minutes. And you can have this set up to where it notifies you whenever something moves in front of that wireless camera. So point it at your slow-cooked barbecue, and then you know you see a Yogi Bear come over.
Mm-hmm.
You get notified, and then you can shoo it away and protect your food. Or maybe you've got valuables in your house that you want to get notified if anybody walks towards. You can get three cams for what the other guys charge for one. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. T-L as in Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. And we'll get into the story about the Cody boxes in just a moment. But first to Skype, where we've got Ricky calling in. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Let us pray. Tonight, first of all, I give thanks to the keepers and protectors of the knowledge for giving it to us and keeping it safe for us for future generations. I also give thanks to William Penn for giving me my home for all of my, not only for myself, but all the other members of the Commonwealth. I also give thanks to those who fought the British in the American Revolution. They gave us our independence and our freedom. I also give thanks to Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, and others for giving us the tools that we will need and do need and have to continue the fight against the Federalists that are contained within their document, the Constitution of the United States of America. I also give thanks.
Wasn't James Madison a Federalist since he wrote the Constitution?
You're interrupting my prayer, brother.
Yeah, let him finish, Daryl. Go ahead, Ricky.
I also give thanks to Jefferson Davis and also Robert E. Lee for having the bravery, without fear, to stand up against tyranny. I also give thanks to the sons and the daughters of the Confederacy for keeping alive the reminder of that freedom and independence. So we also, those who are the sons and daughters of liberty, can have the strength to once again fight against tyranny and cry out our battle cry of freedom and independence. And down with the eagle and up with the cross. God save the South. Amen. You were saying, Daryl.
So you made reference that James Madison was protecting you against the Federalists, but James Madison wrote the Constitution, which was supported by the Federalists. I'm also curious why you decided to call into a nationally syndicated radio show to say a prayer. You claim to be a Christian, correct, Ricky?
I am Gnostic.
Okay. I was going to try making a point, but you just sort of blocked me from doing that.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother. Please make your point.
Well, the Messiah said when you pray, go into a private room, shut the door, and pray. Don't pray in a pious, vain manner to make sure that people know that you are praying, and it seems that's what you were doing. You wanted to call to, you know, show that you're some sort of, you know, pious person, that you can say a prayer to James Madison and Jefferson Davis and Thomas Jefferson for somehow protecting you from the Federalist.
May I respond to that and explain and answer your questions?
Yeah, you can respond, and hopefully you can answer that question.
Well, first of all, I'm not praying to Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, or William Penn. I am giving them, or for that matter, Jefferson Davis or the others.
You're saying thanks.
I was giving them thanks for doing what they did on their very lives without fear so we could have the strength. And when it comes to the prayer, I am Gnostic. I do not associate myself with modern-day Christians of organized religion. But I do that. Thank you.
Ricky, we're losing you. Thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you feel the need to pray, don't do it on the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Yes, that's right. We are live on Thanksgiving night.
Oh.
We is Daryl.
And Chris.
And even though we both ate some turkey, no, we're not going to go into a tryptophan coma.
Nope.
Or at least hopefully not.
Pretty much a myth anyway. So
yeah, that's what I thought.
Perpetuated. But the level of tryptophan that does naturally occur in turkey, you would have to eat, I can't remember how many whole turkeys, like 19 or 20, to get a dose that would affect your drowsiness.
Yeah, but what really, the reason people go into, you know, it's basically a food coma.
Right.
You're so overstuffed, your body goes into hibernation mode.
Yeah, which people typically do. I mean, those places, you go to Thanksgiving dinner and there's going to be a spread. There's going to be a lot of food to eat, and you're going to say, well, yeah, I'm just going to try a little of everything. And then I'm going to try a little of everything on my next plate.
Yeah.
And maybe a little dessert. And who eats like that every day?
The only other time, other than, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, maybe New Year's Day, the only other time where people will just eat, you know, outrageous amounts of food, barbecues. When you know, family cookout.
Right.
You're like, oh, yeah, I'll have 3 hamburgers, 2 hot dogs, an entire bag of chips, and like 4, you know, Mountain Dews or whatever.
And these 9 different salads all look good, so I'll just have like a scoop of each one. Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah, you're one of those salad eaters.
No, not really. I'm a meat and potatoes kind of guy, but I always I feel obligated when people bring, like, all right, they made their homemade coleslaw, they made their potato salad, I'll try it.
Yeah, so. I still don't eat salad.
Nothing. Nothing,
no.
Huh? All right.
Salad is what my food eats.
Yeah, I hear you.
No, because that's how food works. I guess. I really don't know. But, yeah, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get into this Cody Box update. But first, want to invite you to join us on the Free Talk Live forums. Go to forum.freetalklive.com. Yes, I know, it's not Facebook. There is, you know, a Facebook group for people that are amplifiers. We'll tell you more about that later. But anybody can join the forums. Forum.freetalklive.com. It's like, you know, the old days before social media sort of took over everything, and everybody thinks that, well, if it's not on Facebook or the Instagram, then it's not actually happening in real life, right? Well, no, things happen outside of Facebook and outside of Instagram and whatever new, you know, flavor of the week social media site there is. Forum.freetalklive.com. Now, Chris, let's jump into the story that you've got from the UK Independent about these Cody boxes.
Yeah.
And before you get in, real quick, can you summarize what a Cody box is?
Sure. A Cody box is a...
And that's K-O-D-I.
K-O-D-I, Cody box. And a Cody box is a set-top box. And what that means for most people is this is something you would connect to your TV on one side. You know, with a HDMI cable or something like that.
Got it.
And then you would connect the internet to it on the other side. So
okay.
What a Cody box does is...
The internet, that's a series of tubes. and you need a wire for that.
Right. So basically, if you've got cable internet access or DSL internet access or fiber, you're going to plug just a regular network cable into the Cody box.
And you'll run something out of your router.
Yeah, yep. And what that allows it to do, you can load up these different sort of plugins that will allow you to watch or listen to streaming events. So streaming, you know, can be like Netflix. You can load a Netflix plugin, and you can watch your Netflix through your Cody box.
So like a Amazon Fire Stick.
Or
there are various
box.
Apps and right. plugins that you can download. So a Cody is kind of like the Roku or an Amazon Fire Stick. It's just not made by Apple or Amazon.
Exactly, and that's a key difference. So I'm going to take us all back a couple generations of gaming boxes, back to the original Xbox. So the original Xbox, when it came out, was pretty popular, pretty revolutionary, and also very insecure compared to the systems that we have today, like the PlayStation 4, the Xbox One, or whatever.
See,
it is.
When you said you were going back a couple generations on gaming systems, I thought you were going to mention, you know, Atari.
No.
Pong.
We're ahead of all that.
Super Nintendo.
But we are at the original Xbox, and the Xbox, when it came out, was so hackable, it was pathetic.
And because you could connect it to the internet.
You could connect it to the internet, and nobody had really put that level of sophistication into a gaming console yet. And all these hackers figured out a million and one ways to hack the Xbox. Now,
hacked a Pong.
No, nobody probably did, but they probably figured out how to cheat it. So the Xbox comes out, and one of these groups that was looking at different things they could do with this, all this hardware that was now meant to just play games, was they could create basically a home theater system, and they came up with this thing called Xbox Media Center, XBMC. And what that was a completely open source media center that you could load onto your Xbox, and you could play videos, you could play your music, you could do all sorts of things with it. And it was pretty revolutionary, and it's still out there, it still exists, but these same folks who started XBMC, you know, 15 years ago, also started another program called Cody, and they wanted to take that same idea and put it into a very affordable small piece of hardware that looks, again, like a Roku Fire Stick or Amazon Fire or a Roku box. So it's a very small
box. Like a Raspberry Pi sort of thing.
Yeah, more sophisticated than that because it's got enough processing power to stream video and audio and things like that. So that's the origin of this thing. Open source, free to hack, do whatever you want with it, come up with all sorts of cool things to do. And then they started the Kodi project, and that was to bring it onto this small piece of hardware. When they did that, people instantly came up with, all right, I'm going to write a hack that lets you watch Netflix, and it uses your login and stuff like that. And I'm going to come up with one that'll let you play your music collection that you have in MP3s. It'll do that. What some people came up with was, well, I've figured out a way to make a plug-in for Kodi that lets you stream everything on HBO. So you want Game of Thrones for free? Here you go.
Or I can't sing anymore lest we wind up getting a copyright infringement.
Absolutely. But it started happening that people were writing real hacks for real online services that allowed you to take part in those systems without having to pay the subscription fees. And that was when people started to get really nervous about this idea of Kodi boxes. And then a bunch of vendors started coming out and saying, you know what, don't even bother having to go out and look for all those illegal hacks. I'll sell you a box that has them all preloaded.
And then there's also various websites that you can go to where you can just, you know, find all of the different plugins on one spot.
Right, right. So that's always out there, and it's going to be very difficult for them to ever shut that down. But this is really about selling a box, you know, in a retail store or online that is preloaded with, like, hundreds of hacks.
You know, but before we actually get too far into this story, I was listening to a podcast yesterday where the guest on the podcast was talking about meeting Eddie Van Halen, and you know, Eddie asked, you know, like, so is there anything you really want? And he said, you know, I've always wanted an illegal cable box. And Eddie Van Halen allegedly said, yeah, I've got one of those. But Eddie, like, you're a super millionaire. Yeah, I know. I just don't want to pay for cable. So basically, think of this as you could walk into Walmart and buy an illegal cable box.
Right.
That's what the Kodi box kind of maybe is, but yep. The Kodi box in and of itself, there's nothing illegal about it, but some governments might want to change that somehow. We'll tell you about it, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chaps, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, where you can join us this Thanksgiving evening. Tell us what you're thankful for, or just bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio is Daryl
and Chris,
and we'll get into this Cody Box story here in just a second, but maybe you're thankful that the price of cryptocurrencies have gone up.
I am.
I know a lot of people are, and I recently bought a plane ticket with Bitcoin because the price had gone up a good bit. I needed to buy the plane ticket anyway,
right?
And thought, might as well do it now before it winds up getting too terribly close, even though the trip I'm taking is not until next June.
Right.
Still, would rather go ahead and buy the ticket now because it's over a holiday weekend and...
no chance of you not getting a ticket. You've got it ahead of time.
Yep. Get it done. So I did. And again, I paid with Bitcoin. Maybe you like Bitcoin. Maybe you like other cryptocurrencies. Well, you can get news on most of them over at news.bitcoin.com. One of the stories that I saw earlier today that I actually shared on a bunch of various Bitcoin-related Facebook groups is about the six most popular, or rather most Bitcoin-friendly neighborhoods. Not the most popular Bitcoin destinations, but the most Bitcoin-friendly neighborhoods. One of them, Chris, we will be at next week.
We will.
Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And the picture that they have in the story... yeah, it's the Free State Bitcoin Shop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where we'll be recording the show next week. because both you and I are speakers. I'm actually on a panel about Bitcoin and politics.
Yep.
You're standalone speaker, I believe?
I am. I'm doing my stand-up routine.
At the Free State Blockchain and Digital Assets Conference. I don't recall the website for that, but we will post a link on the Twitters and the Facebooks for Free Talk Live.
It is blockchainnh.com.
Blockchainnh.com, where you can learn more about that conference that we're going to, news.bitcoin.com is where you can get all of your Bitcoin-related news. And, again, they also cover a lot of other cryptos as well. So let's jump into the story about the Kodi boxes. Again, these are little boxes that you can buy at retail shops.
Yep.
And
or online.
Or also online. But, you know, again, it's important to note that this is something that you could potentially walk into, say, a Walmart and purchase one of these.
You could. You could also build your own if you decided to, because this is all open source. People have side-loaded the Kodi software onto Amazon Fire Sticks and Amazon Fireboxes and things like that, too. But this is really about the people that are out there that are selling the preloaded Kodi box.
Yep.
And this comes to us, like Daryl said, from the UK. The government is calling on so-called Kodi box users to remove any add-ons that let them stream films, TV shows, or live sports for free.
All right, so hold on. Here's a question, and yes, I realize this is Daryl getting a little pedantic here. CBS has an app that you can download where they stream some of their stuff for free, where you don't have to pay for any kind of subscription.
Right.
So if I were in the UK and had one of these Kodi boxes and downloaded the CBS app that allows me to stream the CBS Game of the Week
for free,
probably
no problem.
But it says that they're asking people to remove add-ons that let them stream things for free.
I'll call that a poorly written introductory sentence.
Well,
yeah.
It's either a poorly written introductory sentence or the request is also poorly written.
Right.
Because we were actually talking about this earlier at the Thanksgiving dinner that I was at, about the poorly written ordinance on preparing and giving food, to where the ordinance here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're broadcasting from, it's written so poorly to where if I make a sandwich and, Chris, you say, hey, Daryl, that sandwich looks really good. Can you make me one, too? And I make a sandwich and hand it to you?
Right.
I have prepared and distributed food without having a food server's license or, you know, food prep, this, that, no commercial kitchen.
Right.
I'm in violation of their ordinance.
Right. And this all stems from the city of Keene in this example, or any of a number of towns and cities across the country trying to, you know, let government do what government does best and protect the consumer and protect people from.
Right.
It's always with that intent.
But, again, it's written so poorly to where money does not need to be exchanged. And if you make a meal for your girlfriend.
Right.
Or you cook food for your child that can't cook yet.
Right.
You are technically in violation of their very poorly written ordinance.
Right. Now, of course, the city of Keene isn't going to come arrest me for making my kid a sandwich or my girlfriend a
dinner. Right, they're not going to necessarily arrest you if you have a cookout at one of their city parks that has grills that you can use to cook hamburgers.
Right, but I could also see the city, or at least some people within the city, filing these sorts of charges if you were doing something that they didn't like.
Yes. So, like giving food to homeless people, like we've seen in Fort Lauderdale, Orlando.
Exactly.
Lots of places across Florida, other places throughout the country. We don't like that you're doing that, so we're going to say that you can't.
So an interesting way to challenge that might be to go into downtown Keene, New Hampshire, you know, with a couple big boxes of food or prepared food and things like that, and hand it out to homeless people and see what would happen. I would wager that somebody with the city, be it the police or somebody else, is going to come up and go, what exactly do you think you're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then the permit would apply.
Yeah. Let's jump back into the Kodi box. Again, the British government is, according to the UK Independent, asking or calling on Kodi box users to remove add-ons that allow them to stream films, TV, or live sports for free. Again, not necessarily sure if this applies to free apps released by the content producers that allow you to watch some of their programming for free.
Yep. The Intellectual Property Office, or IPO, has published a guide to illicit streaming devices, which echoes recent warnings from the Federation Against Copyright Theft, or FACT, and Electrical Safety First. The guide claims that the devices can be dangerous and that they have the potential to expose users to, quote, inappropriate content, unquote.
You know what else can expose people to inappropriate content?
Your daily news.
The internet.
It can.
You know, if you don't have Safe Search turned on and there are certain things that you search for.
I've made many an error in my time, which exposed me to things that, in some cases, I cannot unsee.
Yeah.
The story continues. Kodi boxes tend to be cheap, unbranded media players that have had legal Kodi software and illegal add-ons preloaded onto them. The IPO wants members of the public to report the people who are selling them, which it describes as, quote, organized criminals, unquote, to Crime Stoppers. These devices often lack parental controls. Using them could expose children or young people to explicit or age-inappropriate contact, the guide says.
Right. That's why we want you to download the CBS Sports app that allows you to watch the CBS Game of the Week, because that's inappropriate content, not appropriate for children.
Children, yeah.
What? Well, they mention sports in this very first sentence, and then talk about inappropriate contact or inappropriate content.
Yeah, and I'm going to read between the lines. I don't know if the story's going to get into it explicitly, but some of these plugins that have been developed by hackers and by other people allow you to access things that you would not normally be able to access for free. And I think from the intellectual property point of view, that's the point. You know, you're stealing cable because you don't have a subscription to, you know, let's say CBS's pay version,
right,
which lets you watch, you know, all the Good Wife or whatever the heck is on that.
The new Star Trek.
Yeah.
Star Trek Discovery, I think it is.
I don't know.
And then there's the HBO. You had mentioned HBO. Right. There's a plug-in for the Kodi. HBO Go.
Yeah.
Is their standalone thing for like $9.99
right.
a month.
This will probably get you around that without having to pay it.
And this article links over to the guide issued by the British government's IPO. I'll dig into that, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat.
Thepowermall.com.